Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, the Felix Files.
Felix Files.
The Felix Files.
The Felix Files.
Welcome to our episode of the Felix Files, Christmas time.
I don't like that title.
Too bad.
Well, it doesn't have to be the title. It's
working title.
Talking about.
I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Ben.
I'm Sarah.
All right. So today we are talking all things Christmas. Woohoo. So
we did in our Christmas episode of the what were we talking about?
It was Sorcerer's Stone. Yeah, during Christmas time.
You know that one book that we did a whole podcast on?
I didn't even read it. So we're gonna kind of talk more about Christmas, and then we're also gonna talk about our own Christmas lifetime experiences
because we've
our traditions and our favorite Christmassy things and all that.
Do we want to first, the difference between Muggle Christmases and magical Christmases? I'm struggling for a word there.
Difference is magic and not magic.
All Christmases are magical.
Correct. I agree with that.
But Wizarding Christmases are a little bit more magical.
Well, I don't know how much I want to go into detail just because we did do so much in the other one, but they have tons of articles about Christmas on Pottermore. So there's one that literally is the difference between Muggle Christmas and magical Christmas.
Can we bring up how easy it would be to make Christmas dinner with magic?
Oh yeah, they literally say that. They're like, between the fooding, especially in England, there's not much difference between what they're eating, but how. And I know the people sitting at this table, the ones that cook a lot, aka myself and Megan, know how much it takes, like how much effort and how much work, especially if you're the only one doing like a meal for like a bunch of people.
It could be so stressful. Yeah.
When I do every year, I have a Christmas party
I love hosting, though.
Yeah. It's so rewarding, especially when like everyone's like, oh my God, it's so good. And you're like,
Oh my God. Turkey that I made this year. I don't like turkey. And I ate that turkey.
That was a tasty bird.
So good.
But think of like how much easier. Like how you just like flicker your wand and like.
Yeah. Or like while you're doing something like, okay, potatoes chop themselves.
Yeah.
This like fire just turn on the stove. Like,
yeah. Like
so
it would be
easy.
So, and like there's times where like you almost, and I know for me, cause I'm not always good at my time management while I'm cooking.
Oh, me.
So
either.
Like I'm doing like five things at once and I'm like, I hope this doesn't burn and I'm trying to do this and I hope they have to get this out
of
the oven.
Or like I want everything to be done at the same time, but then
it never
not.
Happens.
No.
Yeah. Or like there's not enough oven space.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing. Like we're
I
having.
I need like four ovens in my kitchen. That'd be great.
Mm. Or double oven.
Yeah. Like it would be I will say I've now last year so I throw a Christmas party every year for my friends where I make an entire meal and we all come and like I tell people I'm like bring whatever you want to drink, bring that. I'm like I'll have all the food. I love cooking it and I like doing new things every year. And then last year was the first year I did a crock pot meal. And like the stress level was eliminated and it was so like the chicken was so good.
It was really good.
My brother made fun of me because he came over that day and he likes to think that he knows more than me, but secretly he does. And so he came over and he was like, oh my God, you're not cooking your chicken long enough. I'm like, it's good. I'm putting it in a crock pot. So he literally was taking like the chicken out to sear the skin. So his chicken, he like going into the crock pot. Yeah. It looked better than mine. And he's like, I'm going to see, like, by the end of the night, you're going to have to tell me, like, if people are going to say whose chicken is better. It looked exactly the same. By, like, the end of it getting cooked in the crock pot, like, the skin was, like, exactly the color it needed to be. I'm like, Warren, no one could tell the difference.
That chicken was delish.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm going to make it again this year. Not that you're coming, but not to say she's not invited. They just,
I don't like you this year enough.
Yeah, she sees That's me fair. Too much now that we're doing this.
Actually, no, we're doing a new fun, that used to be a family tradition, but then he stopped coming and doing Christmas shows. But my parents are taking me and Katie to go see this really awesome local guitarist who puts on this Christmas show. And it's so cool. It's like, I don't know if anybody here knows Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'm assuming that you would.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like Trans-Siberian Orchestra, but one person. And he's like doing electric guitars, all these songs, and he does his own renditions of songs, and gosh, it's just so good. And it just happened to land on the same night as Sarah's party, unfortunately, because I do enjoy going to it and eating all of the food.
And then I figured we could talk about one thing I know that's different between like our Christmases in America, at least from what I know, and Christmas over in England and everything they have. And they have it in the book where they're having flaming Christmas pudding, which is not something that we do, at least in my own experiences.
I wonder why that didn't like come over.
I mean, I think that from what I've read, cause I was going to make one for the, we're having a Christmas feast, which by the time you listen to this, we will have already had it.
And you'll have already seen it probably because we'll be live on Facebook and YouTube. Yes.
So I, instead of making one because it takes hours, because there's like raisins and stuff in it and you have to,
soak a lot, right?
And like, it takes like a long time to cook and I don't got that kind of time or patience. So I just bought one online.
But we are going to light it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. We're going to make it flaming. So, but like for my, so for my experience of like looking up recipes online, a lot of the ones that were American versions, just cause I wanted ones with like using cups instead of grams, just cause that's how I'm used to baking. And the people that do it in America are usually people that have stronger ties to like family or they themselves lived in like Ireland or England or wherever, where they do that more often. I don't even know what, like, a Christmas, like, dessert would be. Like, because we just do, like, pie. To me, like, pie is more of a Thanksgiving thing. But, like, us and Canada are the only ones, I think, that have a Thanksgiving. And Canada's is in, like, October.
Canada's is different,
I just think of cookies, like, frosted cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Like Christmas cookies is a big thing. Christmassy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like every year we make and gingerbread houses, but you don't really eat them.
We actually just made one. Our first one that we ever made. It was so fun. It was a Mickey Mouse kit.
Oh my gosh.
That's cool.
It was adorable.
And in the books, they had a lot of sausages that they were eating at their Christmas feast.
Oh, Sarah likes sausage.
We don't do that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't.
No. It's like usually it's like turkey, a ham.
Yeah. We have some people do roast prime beef.
Everybody kind of, it's weird, like, because for Thanksgiving, it's so standardized. Like, everybody always makes turkey, but then Christmas, it's all over the place.
I love talking to people that aren't, like, my sister's best friend is Puerto Rican, and, like, she has, like, rice and beans at her Thanksgiving. I love hearing what people, like,
that's cool.
Especially when they're, like, are from a different culture, like, what they're having at their Thanksgiving meal. Because, like, my other best friend it's not Thanksgiving unless she has macaroni and cheese and, like, they have collard greens. We're, like, that's not, none of that is something we have. We have cheesy potatoes.
I always make my mac and cheese.
Cheesy potatoes.
So good.
Green bean casserole.
Love green bean casserole. That's the only time I like it, really. And that's also the only time I eat turkey is on Thanksgiving.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. And they do, like, so presents, they're probably the only difference I would say between like Hogwarts presents that you're getting later, magical, you could literally get magical gifts.
Like a lot of the gifts that the students are giving are like Honeydukes stuff or Zonko's products, stuff that you get at just the Hogsmeade Village usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like,
I think that Hermione got Harry an eagle feather quill one year. Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's not normally what you get when you're a muggle.
I can't believe that they don't just use pens.
It's more magical.
It's cool. I love that they use quills, but like,
I think they like to keep the old ways.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I don't think they like to be like muggle contraptions and stuff.
I agree. Another thing they do, like, especially at Christmas dinner, which I don't know. Did you guys not know anything about Christmas crackers until we did this episode?
No.
Had you not?
Well, not until I read the books.
Okay.
The books, yeah.
Because I'd seen them and I'd used them before because my sister has purchased them. So that's another thing that like Americans really don't know a lot about. And those are just like, they're like cylindrical things and you pull them. It's usually you and another person pull them and then you get whatever's inside. And actually I bought a lot, so we're going to have some. So by the time you see this, we will have opened some, but they like, depending on where you get them from, like the Muggle versions, they have like games or they'll have like whistles or hats. And like,
I loved how Harry got like a whole chess set. In his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool.
If I don't get white mice, I'm going to be mad.
Okay, well, prepare to be mad because I guarantee you there's no white mice. But like, that's another thing.
Where, I just like, think that's funny. Like, I wonder why she chose like white mice.
Yeah,
I don't know. Three blind mice, were they white?
I think that they were, because weren't they like? I thought they all were all white.
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm thinking that, but
I just know because in Trek they're white.
Maybe that's why I'm.
So that's really cool. Like for Harry and every magical people, you're opening up a cracker. It could be. Weren't there some that were like fireworks?
Yeah.
They'd be a little bit dangerous in a house.
Scary.
Next thing you know, you're putting out the fire. But also, if you were magical, it's easier to put out a fire than if you weren't magical.
Well, right. And at least the kids were opening those types of crackers like in this massive space, yeah. In the Great Hall, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You really don't know how tall the ceilings are.
And like all of the walls and stuff are brick, and I don't know. I feel like it would be hard to catch on fire, though it does in the war, right? But.
Yeah.
Well, that could have just been a movieism with how they made it look like it was crumbling with the fire everywhere. But who knows?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
And then talking about there's wizarding traditions are similar to the Muggle ones. There's eggnog, which has anyone here ever had eggnog?
Yes, yeah. I like
it. All right.
So we were talking about this because
like bubble gum, doesn't it?
I don't know.
It's just
the reason. So we were talking about this on Thanksgiving.
It's like fake bubble gum. No,
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had it.
The word nog, eggnog, turns me off.
Nog.
So
an egg? No. Let's not.
Eggnog.
People drink raw eggs all the time.
Well, those people.
So did Gaston.
Yeah,
and he's a handsome fellow.
Oh yeah.
So we were talking about this at Thanksgiving because our friends from Second Breakfast were drinking eggnog, and they also had rum in their eggnog. And so we were talking about it because I was like, I don't think I've ever had it where my dad just goes, yeah, I don't like it. So I've never bought it. And like, so there's things in my life. I always joke around that I had to go to a neighbor's house to eat Brussels sprouts because my dad doesn't like it. And so growing up, if my dad doesn't like a food, he's not going to cook it because he doesn't like
it. Right. Yeah.
So it makes sense that I've never had eggnog because neither one of my parents like it. And like no one around me has ever, like I've never been at a family party where there's eggnog. And it doesn't seem like something I would like. Oh, you want to know why? Because there's nutmeg in it. And so my dad's like, he's like, usually they put nutmeg in it, and I'm not a fan of nutmeg.
You don't really taste a lot of nutmeg.
No nuts of meg for you?
No.
It tastes like so really kinda, thick milk.
Yeah.
That makes me want to throw up. And I'm a texture milk person.
Drinker. I'm not a milk drinker.
A funny little, like, how you just mentioned, like, oh, well, I've never had it because my parents don't like it. Everybody always rags on me for this, but it's because my parents don't like it. I had never really seen all the way through A Christmas Story. Oh. And I know that's really funny, like, weird, because it was filmed in Cleveland. It's like a really huge thing in Cleveland. Everybody always watches A Christmas Story.
You have TBS.
It's on 24 hours. 24 hours. Yeah, that's right.
It is.
But I had never watched the entire thing through until a couple years ago because my dad just hates that movie and
Marty hates it as well.
So does my mom.
I love it. And my family, we all love it.
It's funny. I don't mind it, but it's just last year. Like, was it last year I saw it the first time?
Did you guys go to the house before?
It just, like, doesn't have...
I've never been.
Oh, we drove by it.
It's awesome.
Never gone in it, though.
Best line of that whole movie is where he's like, "Dadgummit, blow out!" When the tire pops.
Oh, my God.
I just like whenever his, like, little brother is all... Is that his little brother?
When he can't put...
I can't put my arms down!
Yeah, and he's got, like, five coats on.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
So funny.
She's like, you put your arms down when you get to school.
He just laid there. It was his only defense.
So good.
More Christmas traditions.
Can't wait to go back.
Kissing under the mistletoe.
I've done that many a time. I've
never done it. I also never really see mistletoe anywhere.
We always hung it up in my house. It was a fake one, but we always hung it up.
Like, I've never...
No, the trick is to attach it to a ceiling fan and make it a sport.
I don't know if this is like something I've read because I tend to read a lot of fan fiction. Do they get stuck under the mistletoe, or is that just something that I've read that people like
make?
Well,
it's full of nargles, so.
I don't know. And then they even do Christmas carols.
Have you guys ever done Christmas carols?
Yeah.
Well,
because I was like in a choir.
I didn't do the traditional. I did it on stage saying Christmas carols, but like, with my choir.
Did back in the day people really like gather together and go house to house?
When my sister was in choir when I was still in grade school, they went to like nursing homes and did it. Like the choir did.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking like house to house though. Because I get the people
I've
like
never done, choirs I've never done house to house, but we would go to nursing homes. We would go to I don't know all kinds of events. I was
you guys did like off. Outdoor shopping mall once, didn't you?
That's we would go to Crocker Park all the time. We'd go to Legacy Village.
Did you dress up?
Well, we have like a uniform. So I was in a group called the Singing Angels. If anybody even is curious, but it's like a choir based in Cleveland, and it's a children's choir, but you can stay in it till you're 18. And we, like, whenever it's winter time, we have, like, our professional outfit, which is, like, fancy vest, tuxedo shirt, skirt.
Real cool.
It sounds super cool.
Sounds great.
But then whenever we're doing, like, not-so-formal concerts, like the ones at Crocker Park and Legacy Village, we would just wear khaki pants and then a turtleneck and a sweatshirt. And it would be, like, a Singing Angel sweatshirt. Everybody would get a different color so that you're up there and you just, like, are all alternated different colors. But yeah, and then there was this group, like if you were, you would get a number like in your section. So they had like first sopranos, second sopranos, altos, and basses. And then within each group, you get a number based on your evaluation that you would do. And like the people in the first like four in each group did this other thing called caroleering, where you would do like the old... Like it was so cool. It was like one of my favorite parts of Christmas time because you would get to put on this like old timey, not Victorian. I don't know why I just pulled that. Whatever. It's like an old timey caroleering costume, like with the fancy, capes with like the hoods and like the fur around your hood. That's and awesome. Like the awesome big skirts with the fancy boots. But it would only be like 20 of you or whatever, less than that, even like 15 or something like that. And you would get to do, and then there would be special concerts that you would go to where you would just be in those costumes and you would like sing traditional caroleering songs. And that was so fun. I got to do that for a year.
Very cool.
Hello.
some other traditions that Mrs. Weasley loved to listen to the Christmas broadcast of her favorite singer, Celestina Warbeck.
Beat back those bludgers, boys. That quaffle here.
And then Harry and his friends were quite partial to some wizard's chest or a few rounds of exploding snap.
You said wizard's chest.
It's a new version.
It's the dirty version.
And then Slughorn always had Christmas parties, but not that we would always be invited.
I bet I would not be.
I might be because my mom was a dental hygienist and he seemed to find that very interesting that Hermione
is it a dangerous profession?
And then they also say their Muggle Christmases and wizard ones are remarkably similar, although we're sure wizard Christmases don't involve watching Harry Potter movie marathon.
They should.
Really?
For real.
And then, so decorations, they say fairy lights, which if you're American, those are just like the Christmas lights. They call them fairy lights.
Okay.
That's and they, so cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They will always pale in comparison to the Hogwarts Great Hall during Christmas time. That's what it says.
I can just imagine.
Fairy lights. I watch a couple of YouTubers and I follow them on Instagram and like a week ago. They were at like Hogwarts
because they decorated
Europe.
Christmas.
Yeah, so they live in England.
Yeah,
they're in Europe. They live in England, so they went there. And the pictures, oh my gosh, they're gorgeous.
I'm so jealous.
I love that shot in the first movie where it's Flitwick decorating the tree, and he's like levitating ornaments onto the tree.
I was just gonna say, I'm reading about Christmas trees. And I'm thinking like I had a lot of issues with my Christmas tree yesterday. First of all, let me just tell you a little bit about my life. I like real trees. My entire life, until like maybe 6 years ago, we always had a real tree in my house, but my mom's allergic. So she finally was like to my dad, enough's enough, we're getting a fake tree. So I went with her to pick out a tree because I'm like, I don't trust you. I'm very particular. I'm always the one that decorates the Christmas tree. And especially because my sister would always be like, I'm allergic, I can't touch the tree. So I would always be the only one decorating it.
I'm allergic too.
Well, we're getting a real one next year, so my mom says. We'll see if that actually happens, because I was complaining. So, like, that we put someone else put the tree up this year and had to, like, fluff it out. So if you have an artificial tree, you know what I'm talking about. You kind of got to fluff it a little bit because it gets bent. And then I'm like, we threw all of our lights out because they were all, like, either half gone or whatever. We just needed new lights.
Every few years.
So I was like, oh, there's three boxes. Well, two out of the three were empty. And so I put the one up. It clearly didn't fit our tree. And so, like, my brother went to get more. So he comes back home with more lights. Well, there were shorter strands and they weren't the same color. And I was like, I think I was just, like, emotional yesterday. So I was like, I need to leave. Cause then we went to the store. Or no, it was this before the store. So, like, the whole thing, like, it wouldn't even fit. There were different colored lights, and I had to go and lay down because I'm like, I almost started crying about the fact that these lights weren't the same color. And then we went to the store later on. I bought more lights, put them on the tree, and I got them. They were, like, in a line, like, one right behind each other. Two out of the three boxes weren't the same color. They're all white lights, but they're all, like different hues.
Yeah.
I was freaking out. I'm like, I'm like, I can't do this. So, like, and I'm a little bit OCD. So, like, I want my entire Christmas tree to have, like, lights look like it is not, like, one spot has more and whatever. And I want them all to be the same. So I finally, like, jerry-rigged it. To think how easy it would be. I literally said yesterday, I'm like, God, I wish I had magic, or I wish I was, like, you know, a wizard or Matilda or anything to, like, put these ornaments up there, put the lights on there. It'd be so much easier to just like, the tree would be decorated because it's not fully decorated.
But at the same time, like, part of the joy of doing Christmas decorating is, like, the time that you spend together doing it. So, like, I wonder, I mean, like, would you have that if you were magical? Because it's just, like,
Can I tell you? Yeah. I decorate it by myself. So
So growing up, my mom and I were, like, the main ones that did it. Like, my sister would help out sometimes, but my mom and I are very similar, and that tradition is, like, our middle names. Mm-hmm. I love everything traditional. At Thanksgiving, I want to eat the same stuff that I ate growing up. At Christmas, I want to eat the same stuff. I want to be in the same place with my same stuff. And so now that I'm married, our tradition that we started, I guess, since we got our house, which was it was 4 years ago. So for the past 4 years, Marty and I, he'll put the tree up and then I'll help him fluff it, because we don't do real, he's allergic. And
common theme in our whole life.
We have Fozzie, which I don't know how that would work with him and, like, the water in the dish and stuff.
It doesn't work well with cats, so I can't imagine it would work well with dogs.
Yeah. So I'm just like, and I don't mind a fake tree. Like, we had them real growing up and then switched to fake, and I'm okay as long as it looks real. And so our tradition, which is actually what we're going to do tonight when I get home. So he's supposed to have the tree up, fluffed, and lights. Cause he always does the lights, cause he's a giant. And then we put the ornaments on together and we watch a Christmas movie and we drink hot chocolate. And that's our little tradition that we've created.
That is so similar to ours.
Basically what we do.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm letting him pick the movie this year. Last year we watched Muppet's Christmas Carol, which is one of my faves. Which oddly enough, I did not watch that one growing up. It wasn't part of our thing. I don't know why. Probably because my mom couldn't tape it off of the TV.
Yeah.
But I'm letting him pick, and he brought up two movies.
Santa's Sleigh.
No, oddly enough. He brought up Die Hard. And he brought up Gremlins.
I've not seen either one of those movies.
And I said, you know, I've seen Die Hard a few times, and I was like, I've seen pieces and parts of Gremlins, but I'm not sure if I've sat through the whole thing. So, guys, tonight I'm Gremlins. Watching Gremlins.
Yeah. We watched Elf.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I will say, so going back, so if people don't know this, that Marty is my brother.
Who is my husband.
Yeah. That's how we know each other. So, like, growing up, especially because we always had real trees, my mom is allergic, like, to the point where, like, she'll even this year buys real garland, which is still allergic to it. Mm-hmm. So, like, she'll be sneezing and all
this
stuff.
I smelled it on the front porch.
Bridget won't touch it. If we had a real tree, she won't touch it because she is allergic. And then even I, like, if I'm in short sleeves or, like, something and I'm touching, like, wrapping the lights around the tree, I'll get spots all over my arms. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably allergic too. So that's a big reason why, like, growing up, like, once it was all decorated, like, I would be decorating the tree by myself. And then so now that I've gotten older, like, it becomes like almost like a chore where I still love, because I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. I love the look of all of the decorations and like my own OCD-ness. Like, I love a tree that looks, to in my mind, perfect. Is like the lights just look great and there's ornaments everywhere. And for me, I know there's a lot of people that do themed trees. We just have like every ornament means something, basically, because we've been collecting them my entire life. And a couple years ago, like, since I was always the one decorating the tree, and although I think last year I was like boycotting it because we got like a tiny tree and I was like, let's just put the like presents under this one. And they're like, no, we have to put the real one up. Then I'm like, then you guys can decorate it. And it was the first time in years. But I remember, I think it was a year that I was in hair school that I was like not having it, like, because I was at school like 5 days a week and then I worked like another 2 days a week. So I was like never home, didn't care. And my grandma Hagen was living, I don't know if she was living with me at the time yet, but that was probably the last time someone helped me decorate a tree. Was she was
I
like,
think she was here.
I don't know if she was living with us yet. It might have been the year before she started living with us. Oh, but she was like, I could never say no to her. So I came home, it was like a Saturday, and she's like, well, we're going to decorate the tree. I was like, no, I don't really want to. She's like, no, we're going to do it. So like her and I, that was the last time someone helped me decorate the tree, was with my grandma.
Sweet.
Yeah. So like, I think I would like it better. Cause I was said, I'm like, how would y'all put the ornaments on this year? Cause I was like getting so frustrated with it.
Yeah.
Just cause the lights are different.
I mean, that's a hard job to do by yourself. Yeah. Though.
And we have
you
a big
have
tree.
A really big tree.
Yeah.
Like ours is little. It's just a little 6 foot tree. I want to upgrade it next year, but we do two trees. So we do the one that's kind of like yours where like every ornament means something. It's just kind of mismatched, whatever.
I think either one works.
Mix and match.
But then we also do our Harry Potter theme tree.
Yeah.
Just started last year.
I need to get a mini tree and start to do Potter stuff.
I will tell you, I realized I was pulling out ornaments from, like, we had this whole basket. My mom and I were talking about we have to organize it better. I have someone last year got me for Christmas. I did an ornament exchange, and I got a dude from Star Wars. We have a Yoda. We have Homer Simpson. We have a couple Disney ornaments. We have a Peter from Family Guy. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like, I have no Harry Potter ornaments. None. I'm like, how weird is that?
It was really
like, it's
weird.
Strange that like no one has thought to like buy me one. I'll also point out, I was telling this to Megan and Katie today, that my mom, growing up especially, would always buy ornaments every year and she would put our names on them. And so I finally, a couple years ago, I was like, what are we supposed to do with these? She's like, well, when you move out, you'll take them like for your own tree. And I was like, so I'm going to have a tree with a bunch of ornaments that say Sarah on it. Like, that's kind of narcissistic of me. It's a Sarah tree.
I actually just unwrapped an ornament that I made in 1993.
Oh my gosh.
It's a little, like a clay bell with a string to hang, and I painted it and it has glitter all over it.
Aww. That's cute.
It's really cute. My mom gave me, she gave me a few of the ornaments that I made as a kid, and then she kept a few, and she did the same with my sister. And then she also let me pick my favorite ornaments from when I was a kid that I could take and put on my tree. And then my grandpa was a woodworker, and so I have a bunch of ornaments that he made, and those are my absolute favorite ornaments.
So
my mom made a ton of ornaments whenever I was little, and she would like, it's like a styrofoam ball, but then she would put fabric around it, and then she would take beads and sequins and like take pins and stick the pins in the styrofoam ornament with like all the beads and sequins and stuff on it. And I actually like, I saw she had a picture in the back seat of like me with the Christmas tree when I was like three, and I saw a ton of those, and I'm like, oh my gosh, mom, can I have some of those? So probably this week whenever I'm there at work, I'm gonna grab a couple.
What is your favorite ornament on your tree? We'll go down the line. I know mine exactly, and it's not even my ornament.
Are you ready for me?
Yep.
So my favorite ornament is, so my grandma, who was married to the woodworking grandpa, with my dad's mom, she made, I don't know what it's called, but you have that plastic and they're little squares and then you stitch into it. What's that called?
I know what you're talking about.
Needlepoint?
Sure.
It's probably a type of needlepoint.
It's probably that. So she would have the shape of a stocking, and it was like 3D, so it actually opens a little bit, and it has a T on it, and it's like a white trim, red stocking, a white T on it, and the back it says 88, which is my year of my birth. And so she also made Marty one when we got married. So his has an M, and then on the back it says a 15 on it because that's when we got married.
That's cute.
Isn't that so cute?
That's really adorable. Cute.
Then I have to pick my other one because my grandpa made me a wooden buck, so a deer. And it has, it's got a Rudolph nose on it. Aww. And he wrote on the back of it.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right, Megan, your favorite?
There's two.
Too many.
Like, they're not too many. I mean, they don't really, I don't know. I just, like, they're two ornaments that I, like, vividly remember whenever I was younger and we would put them on the tree. And because my mom would always get one, and it wouldn't necessarily, like, have my name or anything on it, but it would just have the year. It would be, like, the year one from Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1992, I think two. 1992, there's like a little kitty and it's sleeping on a pillow and it has like a little hat on and then it has a little string and there's a little mouse attached to it and it says like for Santa or something like that.
Aww.
And I just love it. It says like 1992 on the back. And it's just because it was like sentimental that I always remember hanging that one up on the tree. And then there's another one that was 1994. That's a little squirrel in an airplane. And it's like the airplane is silver and purple. And then the squirrel is. And then the squirrel has on like typical aviation like stuff. She's got like the scarf on her and the little aviation glasses and the hat.
Love it.
And she's like waving in the wind. And then it says daughter on the one side and then Christmas 94.
That's cute. That's cute. Katie?
I don't have any from, like, my childhood at all, which is really weird to me now that I haven't even thought about it.
Maybe you can ask for some.
Yeah, it would be, like, from my grandma and grandpa's tree, but so I don't know even who has those. I think my favorite is one I got last year. Meg got me a little anniversary ornament. It says our first Christmas together because it was our first married Christmas.
That's cute.
So. It was a Jim Shore ornament, mm-hmm. and it's a heart it's with, like, two doves. It says, our first Christmas together.
That's really pretty.
We need to write the year on the back. I mean, I know we'll remember the year, but I just want to write it on the back.
That's why I have a sign in our house that says, the O'Malley's since November 14th, 2015. I'm like, you can never forget, because this is always going to be up.
Well, I want to put the year on the back in case, like, I don't know, like, so our kids know.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, I will say there's this ornament that I believe my mom bought for my sister like when we were kids, and I always like I don't ever have a memory of like us not having this ornament, and it is the first thing I put on the tree every single year, after the lights, of course. It's the first ornament, and they always usually put it in the exact same place, which is like when you're looking dead on the tree, it's like it's like close to the top, and it's a little ballerina girl. And I, like, even once said in front of my sister that I'm going to take it when I leave. And she's like, it's my ornament. You're not going to even realize it's gone.
Oh, my.
And then there's another one that I remember. We still have it. And I think Marty made it when I was a kid. And it had, like, a little tag on it. All it is a piece of cardboard, like, square, like a small piece of cardboard.
Okay.
That was wrapped with wrapping paper. And it like said something about like a gift that you like can't open and had like a nice little message. We went to a Catholic school, so it was probably something Jesus-y. And
Jesus-y.
I remember like as a kid, clearly not the brightest bottle in the box. I was like, ooh, I wonder, like, because you can't open it, because if you open it, you don't know what's going to, like, I didn't realize then that it was a piece of cardboard wrapped in wrapping paper. So I remember being so excited, thinking, I'm like, I can't wait to, like, see what this gift is, like.
It's the gift of Jesus.
Yes, it's a piece of cardboard wrapped in wrapping paper. But we still have it. The little tag has gone off of it, I think. But I still put it on the tree every year. Because I cute. Like something I remember is from my childhood.
Yeah. I have a question for everyone.
Yeah.
White lights or colorful lights?
White.
Colorful.
I always do both. I can't pick. I love them. So what I do is like the living room is themed multicolored lights, but then our kitchen is all white lights because I love the look of both and I can't pick.
Okay.
How about you?
We do white lights. I think I like the way that they look crisp and clean,
mm-hmm.
but here's our plan. So we had a little skimp tree when we had no money and it was like, I don't know, like $50 tree and it's not the best looking thing. And now we have like a really, really nice tree. So the white lights are going on the super nice tree. And then whenever we have kids, we're going to do like a kid tree. So we're going to do like all the colorful lights on there. Cause when I was a kid, I would always pick colorful lights.
Yeah.
And my sister would always pick white. And so we like traded off and on each year. Like we would get whatever person's turn it was. And then I slowly turned over to liking white lights. I don't know why.
For the tree, I like colored, to clarify.
Yeah.
Our tree is always multicolored.
I like white lights. I also don't like when they blink.
Oh, no. I don't like when they blink either.
I love when they twinkle.
No.
I did as a kid. I liked when they blinked because ours had this little box where you could like push it and it would blink to a Christmas song. It would like play a Christmas song. So I really liked that. And those lasted for years, which I was kind of surprised. But we'll have back to the kid tree. Like we'll do like the colorful lights on that smaller tree. And then have like all the ornaments that they make go on the tree, and then they can put them wherever they want, and it can look however they want.
Yeah, that's cute.
My so that's my plan.
I had this sweet string of lights that did like everything imaginable. There was like one where it was just plain, and then one where it would twinkle, and then one where it would slowly fade. And slowly
I love those. I have those in my fireplace.
It's crazy. They
we
do
had
everything.
Lights like that. The one year.
Their battery that,
we I decorated the tree, and I couldn't find any lights. And again, like I don't judge other people for how their houses look or like what their Christmas decorations is, because I think it's a very personal thing. So for me, I very much like the same shade of white colored lights on my tree, on my deck, like anything outside. Especially because it all, like in my mind, it all coordinates together, and I'm slightly OCD about all that stuff. And I couldn't find the lights anywhere. So like I don't know how we had these colored lights in my house. And I think it ended up being two strands because I remember it. They were colored lights, and then they like had they were like on a thing. So like sometimes they would be blinking, sometimes they'd be fading in and out. And I had to sit there for 15 minutes and click the button because I don't hate that they're colored, but they're not going to be blinking. They're not going to be fading in and out. Like it, I can't. I don't like myself. I don't. It's not my taste.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have another question for everybody.
Sure.
What kind of topper do you use on your tree?
Who's starting?
You can start.
Bo.
We have a star.
It's like a multicolored lit up star.
But I also have a golden snitch.
I like angels. We've always had an angel on our tree.
We got a really nice angel from, I think, Bridget.
Nope. You? It would be me.
You yep. got us?
Yeah.
It like doesn't, it's like way it's too huge. Big. It looks like it's like Christmas tree angel. Like it's giant.
We have a really nice one. We finally bought because my parents had one my entire life growing up.
Angel when I was little.
Yeah, they got one for their wedding. And then I don't know if she got lost or if she was broken when we moved. And then my siblings and I have bought my mom. If you can't tell with our last name O'Malley, we're Irish. so we bought her an angel that like.
She have like clovers.
Yeah, she's like an Irish styled angel. So we have her at the top of the tree every
year. That's cute.
Yeah,
I like bows.
I like the bows too. Do you have it like come down the side?
Mm-hmm.
Like twirl down mm-hmm. the side.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I have a Harry Potter-ish question.
Sure.
If you could invite six people to your Christmas
six.
Feast,
okay.
I figured you can because everyone like these two are gonna be like, I'd invite Remus.
Yep.
I want you to name who you think you would want to come and what you think they would bring.
That's a lot of answering.
Okay, we'll do three. How does that sound?
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
I'm not going first.
Remus!
I'd have Remus and Remus again. Oh, and Remus.
Pretty much.
Maybe Teddy.
Wait, I could say it.
I know what I would want to do.
Go ahead.
You can go first. Either one.
Go ahead.
Remus.
What would he bring?
I think that he would bring something super simple because I don't see him.
Are we talking food
like
or presents?
Anything. Food, present, alcohol, non-alcohol.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
A dog. I don't care. He might bring Sirius. We
all
don't know.
The puppies.
I think that Remus would be, he would want to bring dessert. So he would bring something chocolatey.
Mm.
Stole it.
Sirius.
Shouldn't have let her go first.
I know.
And you can say him again, but you can't say chocolatey.
Well, that's not fair. He would bring.
Yeah, maybe she got to think. Right, be more creative. She's not
serious. I would invite Sirius, and he would definitely bring alcohol of some sort. I think like he would just go like whiskey or something like strong, like that, or brandy, because it's kind of Christmassy, isn't it? People drink brandy on holidays.
Whatever you want.
A little bit of brandy
and James. I would just go to the Marauders. James, and then
minus
I think...
Minus the one that we don't like.
Well, he doesn't count.
He does not count.
James, he probably would forget to bring something.
You know what he would probably do?
Out? But, like, I really feel like he would just
You
forget.
Know what? If either one of them, it would be Sirius or James that would forget it, and they would just put their name on whatever the other one brought. Yeah. So it'd be like, oh, from James and Sirius.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
My chair is being very noisy today. I don't know what's wrong with it. Sorry.
Do you want me to go?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to invite Hagrid. He's going to bring some alky.
Rock cakes. Or rock cakes.
No, I'm going to tell him.
Stilt sandwiches.
No rock cakes.
No rock cakes. No stilt sandwiches. What does he drink? He drinks.
Mead.
Mead. Yeah. So have him bring some mead. I'm going to invite Slughorn because he's going to bring some rich food.
I bet you he'd be
those
a good
pineapple
time.
Things or whatever. Yeah.
Candy pineapple
things. And I know he's a good time. I mean, we've seen him.
Yeah.
Who is my third? Since I'm going for the, like, let's have a good time, I'm going to bring Sirius.
Yeah, he'd be a good time.
And... he's probably going to bring some more alky.
Katie.
Or he's going to steal some food from the village as a dog.
Or put his name on Hagrid's mead. From Hagrid and Sirius.
Right. So Slughorn, Hagrid, and Sirius. We're partying.
That's a good time.
I think I would invite Luna.
Yes.
I was just thinking that.
She would bring like Plimpy soup or something. And it would be hilarious.
Yep. They're long legs. Ugh.
Well, yeah, oh yeah, that picture.
Yeah.
I would invite Sirius because it'd be an amazing time. He'd probably bring fire whiskey.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I would invite Remus, obviously. But he would bring dog biscuits for Sirius.
Oh, that's
a
good one.
I thought you might go the way of hot chocolate.
Oh,
because he's so hot.
Who would I bring? So I would for sure make sure that Hagrid's coming. And he would definitely be bringing alcohol, but I'm going to say whiskey.
Sorry. No, can I read you what just happened? Because we were talking about how I'm going to decorate the tree tonight. Marty just texted me. He said, Fozzie is trying to help put the tree together. He's not good at it. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Who else would I invite? I would probably... shoot the shooters. Who would I...
shoot the shooters.
Who would I want to come?
Who did you say first?
I'm Boo.
Okay. Me.
No, well, you're already there.
Oh, okay.
Do Fred and George count as one person?
No.
All right. Well, I'd invite them. And I think that they would bring...
diving snack boxes.
Could be. I would think that they would probably bring some type of
snack
that nobody wants to eat because they don't trust them. They would bring fireworks.
Right. I almost went the Molly route. And then I thought that instead of Slughorn, but then I was like, well, she and Sirius might fight and that would be awkward. But then I thought, well, maybe Sirius would be like, hey, Molly, have a drink. And then she'd be like a real good time with him and forget that he annoys her.
I almost said Remus, Tonks, and Teddy because I just have the whole Lupin family. But I thought you guys might kill me a little bit.
I would. I would have found that very acceptable.
I don't like Tonks.
Okay.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Fight.
Mostly because she marries Remus.
Oh my God. Lily's dead. I have another question.
Forget Lily. I want to marry him.
What the hell?
Fight.
Katie looks at me like, can you believe she said that?
You can be in a polyamorous relationship with them.
Yeah.
You'd be into it.
Yeah.
If it's Remus.
Yeah.
Whose house would you most like to be at for Christmas?
Molly.
The burrow.
Yeah.
I feel like it's warm and cozy.
I would say either
family.
The burrow.
Yeah.
Or if everybody was at Grimald Place.
Yeah.
Wherever they're all at.
Yeah.
They had a good Christmas there.
Yeah. Because Molly and the gang were there.
Yeah. You're not
But
wrong.
Like wherever they are, I think that like
Get that, because they're complete.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody else is incomplete.
I just love how at like the end of the series, they literally are all family.
Literally, yeah.
You know?
Yep. Literally.
Literally. Literally.
Well, you know, I mean, like they're all Weasleys, basically. I mean, I know Ginny is a Potter, but like they're Weasleys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 What are you, what would you most, what am I trying to say?
Nobody knows.
No one ever knows. What they're trying to say. What is the most exciting thing you ever got for Christmas, Harry Potter wise, or any Harry Potter gift? Like, what was your favorite gift you ever got that was Harry Potter?
I have one.
I have one as well.
Okay, go ahead and answer.
The year after we moved back from Florida, me and Katie moved in with our roommate, Chris, and the two of them went in on that super expensive, awesome box set of books that is like the in-depth film wizardry books. So there's like, it's like a whole series of like six different books, and it's one all on graphic design. So it's literally page to page Mina Lima's designs for like every movie. One just on costumes, one just on places, one on creatures, one on the portraits of Hogwarts. So it's like every single portrait that's in Hogwarts, there's like a picture of it. And then,
did you say the monster book?
Oh, and then like a replica of the Monster Book of Monsters, which is sick.
Awesome.
Tiffany. And when I opened that, oh my God.
Did you cry?
I lost it. I was excited.
You were pretty excited.
I was like, are you kidding? Really?
She probably wasn't saying those exact words. She probably had a few expletive terms.
No, I just think I don't remember, I guess, my exact words, but I just remember being like, are you serious? Like, is this really happening? Is this really what's in front of me right now? Yeah.
You're fun. Mine is, so the Harry Potter related one. It was only 1 through 4 that were out, and my aunts got them for me in hardback in a set. And I remember being stoked to have those.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Me? Yes. I have two. My Marauder's map, obviously. And then for our wedding, Meg gave me a little replica of Felicis. Mm-hmm. I never say that right. Mm-hmm. It's like on a little stand and everything. And I kept it in my pocket that whole day. And anytime I need a little extra luck, I think about grabbing it.
That's cute. Me. I don't know if I've ever really gotten any good Harry Potter gifts. Trying to think.
I got you a blanket one year.
Yeah, she got me a blanket. I just have gotten little stuff, but like I appreciate all of it. Like I got pre-Pottermore, I had a my parents got me a Gryffindor scarf one year.
Mine.
Yeah. My brother got me, I think he was the one that got me the Ravenclaw one. I'm trying to think.
You got me a blanket. You got me a Gryffindor throw.
Yeah.
That was a good gift. Yeah. That sits on the back of my chair in my office.
One year, my brother got me a Deathly Hallows necklace.
Why? Or what are you looking at?
There's a flying bug.
She scared the snot out of me.
The snot.
But yeah, I think that, I don't know. Most of the Harry Potter stuff I own because I bought them myself.
I have one more.
You can go ahead.
I just remember like growing up, I would specifically ask my mom for things. I would be like real specific, like, okay, this is what I want for Christmas. And a lot of the times she wouldn't get me what I asked her for.
Like I spelled it out for you.
Right. But I remember one year I said in early December, the first two movies are coming out as ultimate editions. And this was supposed to be this like huge thing. They were releasing these movies one at a time again as ultimate editions, and you got the first two parts of this massive documentary that they were putting together, and it was just supposed to be like the coolest thing ever. And I was like, Mom, I just, like, they're kind of expensive, but like this is literally all I want is the first two movies ultimate editions. And when I opened those on Christmas and like I actually got them, I was really excited. And then my dad was really mad because I made him watch them with me again.
What about favorite non-Potter gift? I have one that stands out in my memory like super crazy. Actually, I have two.
Okay, you go.
So when I was really young, I'm not sure how, maybe 6, I walked. So at my old house, we lived in an over 100-year-old farmhouse. So the stairs were closed, covered. So it was like a door. And then you go up the steps. So I couldn't see anything. And so at the bottom of this door, I like run down the steps, you know, at the butt crack of dawn. And sitting there is this giant pink and white play school dollhouse with like everything. Like my mom had bought all the little accessories. She set it up. Like it was a kid's dream come true. It was a 3-story play school dollhouse. And I kicked all the people out of it because I hate playing with dolls and all my animals lived there. And so I had like Pongo and Perdita figurines from McDonald's Happy Meals and they like lived there with their puppies and stuff. So I remember that. And cool thing about that is my mom still has it and my nieces play with it to this day. Yeah. And Lily growing, like she's 5, which is insane. She calls it the dog house because she couldn't say doll. So she's like, you want to go play with the dog house? I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll go play with the dog house.
But that's so funny because you had dogs living in it.
That's true.
She's so cute.
So that's my one from when I was little. And then I guess when I was a little bit older, I can't remember the year this came out, but growing up, I had always bought my own Nintendo stuff. I like would beg, borrow, and steal for money, and I would buy them used because we didn't have a lot of money growing up. Mm. My mom bought me a GameCube, and it came with the collector's edition disc of Zelda, and it had like a Wind Waker like bonus release, but it had like Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and like Link's Awakening and stuff on it. And I remember getting that and basically crapping my pants because it was amazing. And I think she cried seeing me like open that. It was like such a big deal. So
that's awesome.
Those are 2 really great gifts.
Do you guys have any non Harry Potter grade gifts?
Yeah. So I grew up, as a lot of you know from our discussions, in a very Disney-fied house.
Yeah, don't
I was
say.
Like wondering where you were going with this.
I know. I was like, what's happening?
So a lot of my gifts pertained to Disney princesses, any of the movies. Like, I loved The Lion King. And anyway, I don't know what age I was. Maybe like 3 or 4. But it was right around when Aladdin came out, and I was obsessed with Aladdin. Like, that was my movie.
As you should be. Aladdin is amazing.
Like, Lion King for life. I was Jasmine. Like, I wanted to be Jasmine. I sprained my ankle one time because I was at my friend's house and we were pretending that we were Aladdin and Jasmine and we were on the magic carpet. So we were jumping from her bed to her sister's bed in her room, and I missed the bed, landed on my ankle and sprained it. And I didn't want to tell anybody about it because I knew that we weren't supposed to be jumping on the bed, but it was really important to pretend that we were on the magic carpet.
I have a great pretend story whenever you're done. It pertains to Disney. Keep going.
But anyway, so I went through a phase where I was just like hugely obsessed with Aladdin. And it's funny because Christmas morning, like, my parents recorded everything. I was an only child. Like, we have a million home videos. So it's me on Christmas morning and I'm in my Jasmine pajamas, which are no joke, like a 2-piece set of pajamas where the top is just like a little bit shorter. And there's these chiffoni things over my shoulders like look so much like Jasmine, but it's her purple outfit, which I loved. Purple. Hello. I like purple for some reason. And then like the pants were like the baggy pants, but they were like chiffon-y, and oh my God, I loved them. But I had a Jasmine doll and she had that exact same outfit on, and I slept with that Jasmine doll every single night. And so it's me sitting in my Jasmine outfit with my Jasmine doll in my lap, and I open the next gift and it's Aladdin to match my Jasmine doll. And oh my God, I was like, it's Aladdin. And I like was just so excited, and I had my mom take it out of the box immediately, and they like sat next to each other on the couch, Aladdin and Jasmine. I was really excited about it.
Oh my God.
That's also the year that I got a tea set that was Mrs. Potts and Chip.
That's nice. Awesome.
Nice.
But my second gift, which I guess I'm kind of following Tiffany's trend here, I was a little bit older, but I got an N64. Mm-hmm. And it came with Mario Kart, and I loved it.
It's a good gift.
God, video games are so great.
I'm blanking under pressure, man.
Okay, let me tell. It's real quick. So you know how you were pretending?
Oh, yeah. Best game ever when you're little.
I used to pretend that I was Simba almost every day.
That's amazing.
So I'm with my friend at her house, right? She's got this really cool basement set up. So we're playing Lion King, whatever. I'm up on Pride Rock. Antelopes are running. Antelopes are running by. And I mean, pillows are antelopes. And so I attack one, you know, I'm trying to eat.
Yeah.
And so I shake it. I'm like shaking this pillow like a dog in my mouth. I throw it and my tooth flies out across the room with this pillow. Blood is everywhere. She's like, my mom's gonna get mad. Like,
oh my gosh.
All right, man. Also grew up on a farm with like sheep, so I would chase them around the pasture like they were antelope and I was Simba.
That's
traumatizing to the sheep, probably. Fun for me, absolutely.
That's awesome.
I'm done.
I would say that when we were kids, I was in like third grade, and like growing up, like we didn't go a lot of places. Like my family vacation would always be like 45 minutes away from here, and so I was in third grade, and my parents took me and my four siblings to Disney like the next month. Like, we didn't know, we found out on Christmas morning that we were going to Disney World. And so like for us to, none of us had flown on a plane before, and I remember opening up like, and another story I'll tell you after this one is similar, where like we were opening up gifts and like we were getting towels and bathing suits and like weird stuff. So like they were getting us little knickknack stuff to bring down there, and so then they're like, we're going to Disney World, like in a month. Cause it was like the end of January that we went. And my family, my mom's family is very big. Well, so is my dad's. And so every year we would always go to the, have Christmas at a hall. And my grandparents, cause they had like a lot of kids, everybody would get like, all the little kids would get gifts. And I was, I don't know, however old you are, in third grade, 9, 10, something like that. My mom had explicitly explained to me that I wasn't getting presents there because like everybody had given my parents money to be able to afford to like send us down there. And I was like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I was so excited going to Disney. Started sobbing when everyone else started opening gifts and I didn't get anything. And like, I just didn't get it. And like, looking back, it's like, oh my God, I was such a brat. But like, cause my parents, like that was our first big vacation. Cause we couldn't afford going anywhere. And like, yeah, going to Disney World for a week. It was great. And then last year, no, two Christmas, was it last Christmas or two Christmases
two
ago that, my mom, my God, I can't make fun of her. I'm just like her because she is a crier. So we
just cried the whole time.
She sobbed like someone was dying.
Yep.
When she gave us all, we did this thing, her and my aunt put it together. And, where we were supposed to sing a Christmas song and no one sang them.
I sang mine.
Oh, Tiffany, I'm sorry. So she gave us all an ornament, and each ornament was different. And then they wrote this thing out, kind of clues to what we were doing. And so they wanted us, cause even now, like especially now that we're older, like if I want something, I'm going to go and buy it. So like, we want to have experiences together. Exactly. Is exactly what my mom said. And I 1,000% agree.
Totally agree.
And so we got to go on a cruise. So that was like a thing that none of us, I think my parents were the only ones that had been on a cruise before. Had Marty been on a cruise?
No.
And he'll never go again.
Nope.
So that was like our Christmas present was my parents were like, well, pick a day. We're going to go like on a weekend cruise. Cause like, just in case any of us, don't like it or it doesn't mesh well with us.
Tiffany.
So that was like a really, my two favorite ones are like us going places. Cause like, yeah, that's when you have all the fun memories. And actually it was exactly a year ago that we went. Cause I was looking at pictures today. We went to Cozumel.
Yeah. Which was,
we had a good time.
Amazing.
Mine
beautiful.
Is like,
great food.
Yeah. The food on the island was great.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a tequila place. It was the best tequila I've ever had in my entire
life.
If
you cringe after drinking tequila, you're doing it wrong and you're not drinking the right stuff.
Yeah,
because like this stuff was
smooth. We were drinking it straight.
The
guy was also pretty cute that was serving it to us.
Shout out to dude in Mexico.
Yeah, I don't know what your name is, but he called my mother-in-law because I was like, bye. But we had a good time. And like, those are the kinds of presents, like even now, like I would rather don't waste your money on stuff that I can buy myself. Like,
yeah,
even just, and even last year, you guys, and I like this too, like instead of us buying gifts for like each other, like having siblings night, which,
oh, that was good stuff.
Now that we're older, we don't hate each other as much.
Yeah. It changes.
So it's nice to hang out with the siblings now that we're adults. And like, we had good food when we went out, we played some games. I think I lost every time.
You're not a good liar.
So those are, I'm not. Those are the good, like, those are the ones that I like the most is when more heartfelt and, like, things to hang, because I like hanging out with my family.
Memories.
Memories.
I thought of another one that could possibly go with you too, Katie.
Good, because I'm struggling. I know I've gotten amazing gifts too. I'm just under pressure right now, and I can't.
No, you're fine.
Just to, like, have it come full circle with the whole, like, my obsession with Aladdin thing. Like, 3 years ago now, Chris, our roommate Chris, got me and Katie tickets to go see Aladdin on Broadway in New York. And, that's, like, surprised yeah, us yeah, with
there you go.
A weekend to New York to go see Aladdin. Oh. Which, like, coming from him means a lot because, A, he doesn't like Broadway. B, he doesn't like Disney that much. And C, it's a princess Disney movie. So, like,
yeah.
The fact that he got tickets for, like, all three of us to go, it mm-hmm, was really
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's stuff like and
I had only gone to New York, like, when Sarah did, whenever we were in high school, we went together, like, as a choir. So, like, when you're there, like, as a kid in high school,
yeah,
you're just kind of following what they decide you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I had never gotten to go to New York and decided what I wanted to do on yeah. my mm-hmm. own. And Katie had never been either. And that was also in the height of my Taylor Swift obsession.
That is a lie. I don't think it's the height. I think it just keeps going up.
It was. I don't think there's the limit does not exist.
It was in the height of her 1989 era, and I was very, very excited about Taylor Swift at that time. So we like went to her apartment. I was gonna say,
she acts like she's still not obsessed with her.
Well, right now is the reputation era, so it's like fresh and new. So my obsession's real again. But 1989,
it goes dormant.
It never goes dormant. We could do like a whole.
She's
podcast.
Like a volcano that erupts every album.
Talking about Megan's obsession with Taylor Swift. I'm sorry to all of our listeners. If Taylor Swift came to the door and said, "Megan, I want you to live with me, be my wife, leave your wife, leave Swish and Flick," she would be running out of here faster than Roadrunner. Like we. Yeah.
Whoa, shout out to Roadrunner.
There would be flames from her running so fast. Because she'd be like, "I'm with you, Taylor, all the way." Katie would never hear from her again.
Katie, you can come live with Martin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Truth. So yeah, we
Meg!
Went We went to her apartment.
You're
and
like,
then
I'm driving home. I'm going to leave you here.
And then I like.
She's got her new computer. She doesn't need you anymore.
I found these like paparazzi pictures of her at this restaurant for breakfast by her apartment. And we ate there because I wanted to.
Oh, my
side note,
psycho.
It was actually delicious.
It
so
was,
it was okay.
But it was also the most expensive breakfast I've ever eaten at $100 for three people.
Oh, three people.
Well, still it was freaking pancakes for the love of God.
But you're also
a
in New
side
York.
Of sausage was like $10, and I didn't realize sausage. That until after I ordered it.
Sausage. Yeah.
So yeah.
All right.
I feel
that was
like
good for you, Kate, right?
What, you leaving me for Taylor Swift?
No,
well, it's not good for me.
You're gaining me, Marty, and Fozzie Bear.
That's true.
Going to New York to see Aladdin with Chris.
Yeah, that was awesome. Experiences are better.
And how about the Wii U that we bought you?
I was just going to mention that I got a Wii U.
Listen,
last year.
No. You left her. You can't get mad at her for stuff.
You can't get mad at me for anything. And last
you can't
year, I got this awesome thing.
Okay.
Meg got me a pet cube last year, which is like a
pet cube.
It's like
you might love it.
Yeah.
You
so
can
like,
watch your dog.
I have an app on my phone that I can go and look at my cats all day. And you can like, there's a little laser toy to
you
play
guys,
with.
I
you
wouldn't
talk
do
to them.
Work. The kids would sit there and be like, it's O'Malley. He's not teaching us anything.
But it's super cool.
It's so fun. And actually, it was really awesome. It took us forever to set this thing up because it was like way too hard for what it is. But we figured it out. And we got it set up right before we went to California. Yes, it took almost a year for us to set this thing up. But we set it up before we went to California, and we got to check on them every day. And it was so cute because by the end of the week, I was calling for Iggy, and he would come to my voice and then go and like sit in front of the pet cube and just look up at me. I'm like, oh, I miss you.
I think I'd make Fozzie Bear mad.
So. Probably, because you aren't there. Yeah, he'd be mad.
Misses his mama.
So thanks for listening to us, guys. I feel like we talked more about our own Christmases than Harry Potter Christmas,
but was just like,
I hope you enjoyed it.
And
I mean,
the feeling
I love talking about Christmas. Cause I, like I've said, it's my favorite time of year
mm-hmm.
from like
it depends on how Christmassy I am. It's either at, right after it's either right after Halloween or after Thanksgiving.
Something really quick when you're done.
Okay. But I like this time of year. I think I was thinking about this the other day. That December is my favorite month.
Yeah. Same.
I love December.
Yeah.
Once we hit October, like October 1st, I get this kind of feeling.
October 1st through New Year's.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the best time of the year.
I agree.
Because I love seeing my family, and I see them all the time anyways, but
we see them every day.
Pretty much. But hanging out with my family and doing Christmassy things, and aside from shopping,
I love shopping,
which is fun.
Hate it during Christmas time because there's painful. Too many people. Ugh. Everybody's angry. I like to stay. I like to do Christmassy things. Everyone's
shop
happy.
For
like
Christmas
when they're not
online.
Shopping. Oh yeah, I shop online.
Yeah,
my credit card I think is so tired right now.
Mine's smoking after all the stuff I bought. But it's just such a magical time of year.
It's
and, like the Christmas carols and like
time
once it snows
for some debt.
I just love it.
Oh yeah.
And then once New Year's Day,
sad.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's because
then I gotta take down my Christmas decorations and put up the regular crap.
It's January and then it's February. I think February's
but no, we're gonna
so
go
dark.
No, we're gonna go skiing.
No, we're not. We're gonna go, but we're not gonna ski.
I'm not gonna ski, but I'm gonna watch people fall, and it's gonna be amazing.
Drink hot chocolate.
Tiffany and I, if she doesn't remember, when Megan and Katie are down at the Harry Potter celebration in Florida, we're going to have our own celebration at Tiffany's house.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It's called the not Harry Potter World, Potter World celebration.
Yeah, I really want to make a fort. Can we do
that? I'm down to make a fort with you.
I'm jelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be keep jealous. It up so that I can come and visit it.
Yeah,
let me do that.
That's not happening.
We're gonna bring.
So there's
we're gonna bring
fun stuff. And every year, I do a Christmas party, and actually this year I'm basically doing two because we're having our own Christmas party, and then
we're gonna make it annual.
Our Christmas feast should be annual. I was just gonna say that.
Were you? Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm down. Annual.
That's so much mac and cheese I have to make.
Oh, it's so good.
I was telling
you guys can trade off years.
Yeah.
No, it's not so much that me making it for the Christmas feast.
Oh,
I wasn't going to make it for my Christmas party and people go, man.
Make me a jalapeno mac and cheese.
No.
Do it.
I've made a ham and cheese mac and cheese.
No.
I want jalapeno.
No.
You don't tell me no, girl.
You don't put things in mac and cheese. You need the mac and you need the cheese and that's it.
Jalapeno.
No. It's blasphemy.
So anyway, what I was going to say is that one of our listeners, I had posted a video on our Facebook page of mine and Katie's Christmas tree, Harry Potter Christmas tree. And one of our listeners commented and said that she was like, is it common for you to decorate this early?
Oh, I saw that.
And I was normally for us, we decorate the day after our Thanksgiving. That's very popular. I mean, not everybody does it, but that's kind of
or just the weekend after.
I do it the weekend after.
Yeah.
Because I have it off. I have time. Friday, I'm shopping Friday.
Well, I do that, but that's early.
I'm usually this year was the first year I worked.
She said that they don't normally decorate. I believe that she's from England. They don't normally decorate until a week or two before Christmas.
Shoot, I'm enjoying that the entire month. Yeah.
There's some cultures that they decorate the tree on Christmas Eve. Like it's a whole thing.
No way.
I love sitting in my living room with just the tree lit.
No.
Well, and so where your tree is at your house is you could be sitting there watching TV. I'll sit where my tree is, where it's just furniture. There's nothing.
I know.
And I'll just stare at the tree. have a glass of wine.
I like that. I like having it in
couch.
The common area that I have the TV in. And
yeah, because I feel I can watch a Christmas movie and then I can look at my tree and then I can look at the TV and I can look at my tree.
Which
I need to go decorate it right now.
Yeah.
On our post that you'll see on Facebook, I want to know what your Christmas traditions are and let us know if you get anything Harry Potter-ish for Christmas.
Yeah.
Or if you want something for Christmas that you're hoping you're going to get.
Yeah. If you didn't get all those new books.
Update your answer after Christmas and tell us if you got it.
Yeah.
So let us know. I hope you guys have a happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't really have to do much social media for Felix Files.
Not really.
I mean, you guys follow us on Facebook. You know, you're active in the groups. Mm-hmm. Go and find us on Instagram and Twitter if you haven't. It's Swish Flick Cast.
You can call us.
You can call us.
Yep.
Do you need me to get the phone
number? Do you know that phone number?
Again. I know it's 330.
I think it's cool. I think most Instagrams would have it if you go to our Instagram page. That
you can actually call us directly from our Instagram page.
Yeah, it says call and then has our number come up. So it's 330-552-7043.
So call, leave us a voicemail, tell us about your Christmas traditions, let us know how you're doing, say hi. Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you guys so much for supporting us on Patreon. We can't thank you enough. And then make sure that you follow us on Twitter and Instagram too. Meg's Mouse Tales.
Meg's Mouse Tales.
O'Malley.
And Skaterade 7.
And then I am on Twitter at TiffSwish_Flick. So that's all we have for this Felix File. I hope you feel warm and fuzzy with all those Christmas feels. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Go. Hey guys!
Hey guys!
Here, Kong!
Welcome to Stranger Me!
Yeah!
It's Jam Kong!
I don't know who Harry Potter is!
I don't know him!
Yeah, sure!
We're gonna start talking about Christmas and Hogwarts.
Welcome to Hogwarts!
And magic, which sucks, because it's not cool.
Lightsabers are better. I like the Force.
The Force is strong with this one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.